and worship the Lord and have fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. We can still go to Canton in the afternoon and have a service. Amen. We can still pray people through the baptism of the Holy Ghost and baptize folks in Jesus' name. Amen. We can still have Sunday school and educate our children and teach them the knowledge of the Lord. So I'm very thankful for all of these things today. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. In spite of all the things that are against us, I thank God for the things that are for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to do things a little bit differently today, so just bear with me, if you would, please. Amen. Button Gwinnett, Lyman Hall, George Walton, William Hopper, James Hughes, John Penn, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Hayward Jr., Thomas Lynch Jr., Arthur Middleton, John Hancock, Samuel Chase, William Pace, Thomas Stone, Charles Carroll, George Wythe, Richard Henry Lee, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Harrison, Thomas Nelson Jr., Francis Lightfoot Lee, Carter Braxton, Robert Morris, Benjamin Rush, Benjamin Franklin, John Morton, Glenn Clymer, James Smith, George Taylor, James Wilson, George Ross, Caesar Rodney, George Reed, Thomas McKean, William Floyd, Philip Livingston, Francis Lewis, Lewis Morris, Richard Stockton, John Witherspoon, Francis Hopkinson, John Hart, Adam Clark, Josiah Bartlett, William Whiplet, Samuel Adams, John Treat Payne, Elbridge Gary, Stephen Hopkins, William Early, John Sherman, Roger Sherman, Samuel Huntington, William Williams, Oliver Walcott, Thomas Thornton. These are 56 names that signed a document that changed history. I've read that King wrote in his diary that July the 4th that nothing much happened around here today. Well, it did somewhere else, and it rocked his world. Because across the sea, in Apollo Theater, our meeting room, gathered 56 men to attach their signature to a document that would declare independence and cut the ties that America had with Britain. And it would forever change the face of the entire world. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'd like to read just a little bit of the knowledge and the wisdom that came from the pen of Thomas Jefferson and what he wrote that these men signed. In Congress, July the 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one person to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. I would like to talk this morning for a few moments about certain unalienable rights. Certain unalienable rights. The word unalienable means of that which cannot be given or taken away. That which cannot be given or taken away. There are certain things that cannot be given to you, and there are certain things that cannot be taken away from you. And there list here three things, though there may be more, but three things that Mr. Jefferson was very, very concerned about in his own writings, and those were life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And so I would like to look today at these three things for the next few moments in your hearing today. First of all, life is something that has been given to us, that cannot be taken from us or should not be taken from us. It should be something that you didn't get from a man, amen, and a man should not be able to take it away from you. God gives life. Amen. The Bible makes it very plain, doesn't it? Amen. Jesus is about life. And God is the author of life. He is the one that determines the number of your heartbeats. And He's the one that determines the number of your breaths. He's the one that determines the length of your days. Life is from God. Amen. Jesus said, John 3:16, a verse that we know and love, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." God loves life enough that He wants it to last forever. God's intention and God's plan, even for man, was that life should be forever. He didn't want it just to be a numbered time of 70 years, but God intended that life should never stop, and life never does. John 10:10, He said, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy, but I am come that they may have life, and that more abundantly." God doesn't want us just to exist a number of days, but He wants us to have an abundant life. God wants you to have life in a dimension that you cannot enter into just by breathing in and out. Amen. He wants you to know what life really is. He wants you to experience joy and peace and righteousness. God wants to give you a life that has meaning and a life that has purpose. Hallelujah. Life that is fulfilling and a life that can be fulfilled. Amen. He said, "I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." He understood that if I were going to have life, it was going to cost him something, and he was willing to pay the price so that I could have life and you could have life today. That's the will of God. He wanted to give us something that we did not have in our own and of our own accord. And this is the record that God hath given us eternal life. And this is the life in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Amen. Now, if you have received the Lord today, you understand what that means. Amen. Now, before I had the Lord, I had breath. But I really didn't have life. From the moment that I started breathing, each breath brought me one breath closer to the end of my days. Each beat of the heart brought me one heartbeat closer to the end of my life. Amen. But when I received Jesus Christ into my life and the Holy Ghost breathed real life into me, hallelujah, I touched eternity. Praise God. I breathed in a breath that'll never stop. Hallelujah. I'll change from this old terra firma to the celestial street of gold, but I'll still have life. Amen. They may plant my body somewhere in the cold earth, but on that great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well, hallelujah, when the trumpet sounds, gonna get up out of the ground, cause ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Amen, because God came to give us life. Amen, not just life for a few moments or for a few days, but He came to give you life eternal and life abundantly. God doesn't want you just to feel the space of time bored and discouraged and despondent, but He wants to put joy in your living. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God came to give us a great life. Amen. God wants you to have liberty today. Hallelujah. Now, folks, get it all backwards here. I've heard people say about us Pentecostals, they say, you folks are bound. Amen. You know, I am bound and determined I'm going to serve God, if that's what you mean. But that's the only bondage I feel today, Brother Fry. Amen. One fellow said, he said, now yesterday, he said, I drank all the booze I wanted to drink. I just didn't want any. Amen. I took all the drugs I wanted. I just didn't want any. Amen. You see, that the fact of the matter is, when you have that, that's real liberty, is when you don't have to. I know people that got up and they couldn't wait to get to the bottle to take a bit of the hair of the dog that bit them the night before just to get them through the day. They had to drink themselves back into oblivion. That's not liberty. Somebody had to take a drug just so they could get going in the morning and keep them moving through the day. That's not liberty. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise on liberty. It's when you understand that I don't have to do that anymore. I'm free from those things. I'm free from the passions of my flesh. Amen. That's real liberty. You have the liberty to tell the truth. Amen. God takes the old lying spirit out of you and gives you a spirit of truth. Amen. That's real liberty. That's real liberty. Your boss can leave you alone on the job and they don't have to worry about you stealing something. That's real liberty. Amen. And somebody, they can trust you not to gossip, Brother Fry, when they leave the room. Woo! Is that all right? Am I still in the Pentecostal church here today? Hallelujah. Amen. I was around some folks one time. Nobody wanted to leave because they knew when they did, they were going to talk about them. Whoever left the room, that's the one they talked about. Amen. Hey, the Holy Ghost will take that out of you. Amen. You'll have liberty not to say bad things about people, but you'll be able to say good things about everybody. You won't want to say anything bad about anybody anymore. Well, that's good stuff, Brother Chris. Where you come up with that? That's good right there. That might have been the Holy Ghost. Let me dwell on that just a little bit, okay? Amen. I don't know why people seem to want to talk bad about other people. What good does that do? What does that add to you to take away from somebody else? To assassinate someone else's character, what does that add to you? Does that make you look better? Doesn't to me. Amen. And especially your brothers and sisters. The fact of the matter, this is one of the gravest sins of the church. Is that we'll talk bad about our brothers and sisters. And when somebody's struggling with an issue, that's when they need you the most. I said, that's when they need you the most. They don't need you to tear them down. They need you to lift them up. They need your encouragement. They need your strength. They need your prayer. They need your compassion. They need your understanding. And you have the liberty to do that. I said, you have the liberty to do that. And it's just like when Jesus was standing before Lazarus and he was bound with his grave clothes. And Jesus said, hey, you and you and you and you, loose him and let him go. Amen. Don't bind him up. Loose him. Amen. Don't discourage. Encourage. Don't deflate. Inflate. Amen. Don't depress. Amen. Lift him up today. We have that liberty in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We have the liberty to worship God. There was a time, you know, we didn't have that liberty. You ever have you wanted to say something, hallelujah, but you just couldn't. You just like, you know. Somebody might hear me. Well, that's the idea. We want Jesus to hear us. Amen. If you're not careful, you'll become like that lady. She said, I don't think all that noise is necessary. God's not deaf. Amen. But he said he ain't nervous either. Amen. He likes it. I'll tell you what makes me nervous is when people get too quiet. And if it's, I go in somebody's house, it's real quiet. Everybody's just kind of whispering. I didn't grow up like that. I grew up in a house that had six boys and a girl in it. Amen. And when I married my wife, it got worse. It doubled. They had 12 of them. And there's never any silence around there. Amen. I get nervous, brother. But see, I go to somebody's house and everybody's sitting down and very quiet. Everybody's just kind of talking like this, afraid to raise their voice. I guess that's okay. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not knocking anybody or anything. It's not like that in my house. In my house is kind of loud. Amen. When we get to talking, I'm telling you what, it gets noisy. And I like it like that. And I kind of think God likes where people are making some noise and people can feel comfortable. And it helps you stay awake, for goodness sake. Amen. Amen. When you're involved, it helps you stay awake, Brother Fry. It's not so easy to drift off to sleep when you're involved in worship. You have liberty, liberty, liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God's Spirit doesn't bind you. It sets you free. Hallelujah. It sets you free from your fears. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've heard people say, oh, you know, boy, I really just wanted to just lift my hands. Well, why didn't you? I just wanted to scream, hallelujah. Why didn't you? For the Spirit of the Lord, it won't disturb me, I promise. Amen. Long as you're in the Spirit, have with it, get with it. Amen. If it's the Holy Ghost, get with it. Amen. It won't bother me. I might just join you. Praise the Lord. If you get too carried away and we want to go on, we'll just have somebody lead you in the back and we'll just keep on going. Don't be offended. Amen. It's okay. You worship back there. We'll go ahead and finish what we're doing out here. That's okay. Just get with it. Have fun. We'll maintain order. Liberty. Liberty. Amen. God, He wants us to have liberty today. He didn't come to bind us up. He came to set us free. Amen. Paul wrote to the Galatians, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He said, God set you free. Don't get tangled up again and all that stuff. Hallelujah. One songwriter said, if a hallelujah can't come out, Lord, why put it there? Amen. If He put it there, He wants it to come out. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Worship the Lord. Have liberty in Jesus Christ. Don't go back to bondage. He set you free from all that stuff. One of our favorite songs around here. He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God, He set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Naught of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God, I'm going through. Sing it. He set me free, yes, He set me free. Oh, He broke the bonds of prison for me. Oh, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Singing glory to God, He set me free. Amen. That's freedom, you see. Amen. We have freedom in the Lord. Amen. Liberty. He set us free. That's an inalienable right. Amen. Nobody can take that away from you. Hallelujah. I love that. Paul and Silas put in jail at midnight. Beaten, bleeding, hurting, bruised. But the Bible said at midnight, Paul and Silas began to sing praises. Hallelujah. Oh, they were bound in the flesh, but they were free in the Holy Ghost. And they started singing a song in the midnight, and the Holy Ghost set them free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love the description. The old preacher, he said, God up in heaven turned to his angel and he said, you hear that? And the angel said, yeah. He said, that's some of my boys down there singing. And he said, and God started tapping his foot. Amen. Because the earth is his throne, the heaven is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. Amen. And about the time he started patting his foot on the footstool, it must have been just about Philippi. Hallelujah. And it caused an earthquake and the gate swung open and they were all set free. Hallelujah. Liberty. God loves liberty. Amen. He wants us to be free. He wants us all to be free. Don't try to put anybody in bondage. Let people be free. Hallelujah. Don't try to limit them. Pull them down to your level. Rise up to theirs. Woo! I said rise up to theirs. Amen. Somebody free in the Holy Ghost, don't criticize them. Amen. Somebody, they're enjoying the liberty of the Lord, don't criticize them. Just get free yourself. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord loves liberty. Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love truth today. How about you? Praise the Lord. And when you have the spirit of truth, it always recognizes truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it amazing that we grow up in a nation that has freedom of the press as long as it's not the Bible? I mean, the library, you can have every kind of book in there. Over in California a few years ago, they didn't want any filters on the computers. They wanted people to go in there, and I guess everywhere, you can just go in and you can visit anything you want to visit on there. Because that's freedom. But don't you put a Bible in there. Because that's religion. We can't have Bibles in public places. You can have pornography, but not Bibles. Amen. In school, texting has gone from texting to sexting, what they call it. Sending pornographic pictures to one another over the internet. But no Bibles in the classroom. That's dangerous. Amen. We can't have that. You can't have the Ten Commandments on the wall. That's dangerous. Amen. God wants liberty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. That the truth still sets people free. But the fact of the matter is, people that are against the Word of God, they don't want liberty. They don't want freedom. Amen. They don't want anybody exercising their own opinion and their own beliefs. They want to control what you think and control what you believe to conform to what they say. Amen. We don't have to be afraid of the world, folks. Amen. The truth sets people free. Hallelujah. Those that want to be free will be set free. Those that want to come out will come out. We don't have any competition in the world. The truth has no competition. Truth always sets people free. Amen. Thank God for truth today. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, he said, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Aren't you glad for liberty today? Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Abraham Lincoln one time, he made a statement. He said, I like to watch a man preach like he's fighting bee. What he's saying is, I like some life in the preacher. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want him to get up there. I want him to be doing. Have you ever fought bees? It'll take the starch out of your hide. Guarantee you. You get nailed by one of those little buddies, you don't just stand there and say, oh. It'll put some dancing in your feet. Your arms will get free. Amen. You'll get to moving. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost does. It puts some liberty in your body. It gives you freedom of movement. Amen. Thank God for liberty. And then he says the pursuit of happiness. Everybody say the pursuit of. Amen. Now, people pursue happiness in a lot of different ways. And some people are pursuing it in the wrong way. And they're free to do that. They're just not going to find it that direction. But they're free to look. But finally, I've got a pattern here today that I'm going to close with. And this is what it says. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Now, I understand that in King James Bible, it starts out by saying, blessed. We call these the Beatitudes. Blessed. The Hebrew word really means happy. Ecstatically happy. Beside yourself happy. It is the epitome of happiness, he's saying. That's the word he's talking about here. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Notice, poor in spirit. Amen. In other words, you're not proud, you're not haughty, arrogant. They that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. We need a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart. Amen. And the comfort of the Holy Ghost comes when we have a broken spirit. Yes, it does. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power under control. It means you can do whatever you want to do, but you just want to do. That's meekness. And then, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. If you hunger for righteousness, you can be satisfied. If you hunger for unrighteousness, you'll never be satisfied. You can't drink enough alcohol to satisfy yourself. You can't take enough drugs to satisfy yourself. Amen. You can't do enough wrong to satisfy yourself. You see, the flesh has an appetite that's never satisfied, but the spirit can be satisfied. Amen. Blessed are they which are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. You know who happy people are? Happy people are merciful people. They don't want nothing bad to happen to anybody. They're not looking out to judge anybody. They're not trying to hurt anybody. They don't have anything against anybody. They're not seeking vengeance against anybody. They're not believing everybody ought to be just as good as they are. They have not them set themselves up as the example. Amen. They're just happy that people are at least coming the right way. They may not have come as far as you've come, but they're coming the right direction. If they're coming at all, they're coming the right way. They may not be think where you think they ought to be, but leave them alone. Let God work with them. Let them grow because they're at least going the right direction. They're at least going the right direction. Amen. God had mercy on us. Amen. And so we got to have mercy on others, right? And if you're a merciful person, you're a happy person. He said, a person that's blessed of the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you have a pure heart, you're going to be happy. Pure-hearted people are happy people. I said, pure-hearted people are happy people. Hallelujah. We're happy because we have purity in our hearts. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. If you're a peacemaker, you're a happy person. Peacemakers are happy. Agitators are not. Agitators, the reason they're agitated is because other people are happy. You want to stir an agitator up, just be happy. They can't stand happy people. They want to pull you to their world of drudgery and make you like them. You know that little saying, smile that makes people wonder what you've been up to? There's something to that. Agitators can't handle that. Amen. But hey, it's okay if you're a peacemaker, you're going to be a happy person. You pursue peace, you'll be happy. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Uh-oh. Did that say persecuted? How can you be happy while you're being persecuted? Because it's for the right reason. Your motive's right. That's why it said for righteousness' sake. If you're being persecuted for something you did wrong, there's no joy in that. But if you're doing right, and you know you're doing right, like handing out Bibles to people, you know, and you get persecuted for it, then you can still be happy because you did the right thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so you can still be happy because you did the right thing. I'm talking about a happiness here that'll endure persecution. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. He said, go ahead and be happy. Well, boy, that's some real happiness there, isn't it? I'm talking about some grade A homogenized happiness there now. I mean, if you can be happy when all that's going on, when you got people reviling you, saying bad things about you, amen, tearing you on, and you're still happy, amen, because none of it's true. Hallelujah, thank God it's not true. Amen, say what you will, it's just not true. And I'm going to go ahead and be happy because I know it's not true. Persecute you. Just go ahead and be happy because you know it's not true. See all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Amen. And you know what? It's still all about Him. Do you know why people don't like Christians? Because they remind them of Jesus Christ. They didn't like Him. And He said, they're not going to like you because of me. Because you will remind them of me. But you'll go ahead and be happy anyway. Praise the Lord. Amen. From what I read in Fox's Book of Martyrs, those old martyrs going to their death went singing. They went singing. They went worshiping. They were praising. They were happy. Amen. As a matter of fact, oftentimes some of the soldiers that were guarding them would step in their ranks and say, I've never seen anything like this in my life. And they would join them because of their example and their testimony. Praise the Lord. I think Christians ought to smile a lot. What do you think? Amen. You know, if we sit around and frown all the time, we're not a real good example, right? We need to learn how to smile. Put a smile on your face. Amen. Learn how to sing. Be happy. Be happy. You ever get around a group of people that are negative and putting everybody and everything down? Amen. And if you're not careful, you'll just jump in and start doing the same thing. But that's not what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to lighten the place up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're supposed to walk into the hopeless situation and bring some hope with us. We're supposed to walk into a place that's all agitated and frustrated and stirred up and bring some peace in the situation. Amen. You're supposed to walk in the darkness and bring some light with you. Amen. You're supposed to walk in the corner of error and bring some truth with you. Praise. That's our job. We're here to shake things up, straighten things out. Amen. That's a happiness. God wants us to be happy. Amen. We've seen that song. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Amen. Anybody remember that song? Amen. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Been baptized in Jesus' name. Spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Oh, we're a happy people. Yes, we are. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Been baptized in Jesus' name. Spoken tongues when the Holy Ghost came. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Oh, we're a happy people. Yes, we are. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Been baptized in Jesus' name. Spoken tongues when the Holy Ghost came. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Amen. Is it all right to be happy? Is it all right to be happy? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Thomas Jefferson, his own was something when he wrote all this. Amen. I don't think he found all of it, but he was on to something. He was headed the right direction. He didn't get it all, but he's headed the right way. Amen. Life. Liberty. Amen. People have thought a long, long time. I know that there are people today that, you know, they're trying to destroy all heroes. So they're saying that he borrowed this from somebody else. Well, so what? You know what the Bible said? Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. Whatever you think of, somebody already thought of that. Whatever you write, somebody somewhere at some time already wrote it. It's not new, but that's all right, isn't it? Amen. He put it in a document that the whole world has seen. Amen. And he put it in a place that, my, it really made sense. Amen. Thank God for America. Thank God for America. I don't know how long we're going to have these liberties, but let's enjoy them all we can. Amen. Let's go ahead and live life, real life. Praise God. Let's go ahead and pursue liberty. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You know, one thing they can't shackle is the Holy Ghost. There's no way. You can't put a chain around the Holy Ghost. You can't lock it up in a cell. No way. You just can't do that. The Holy Ghost is, it has power and it has liberty. Amen. Praise God. And I told you, you go back and you get that fifth chapter and you want to be happy, that'll tell you exactly how to be happy. I've heard people try happiness all kinds of ways, you know. And, you know, you drive down the freeway and look over there and there's a billboard that says, if you smoke this, you'll be happy. And a little bit further, you drive down the other one and say, if you'll drink this, you'll be happy. And a little bit further, one says, if you'll wear this, you'll be happy. Another one says, if you'll drive this, you'll be happy. And there's all kinds of things. If you do this, and you do that, and you do this, and you do that, and you do this, and you buy this, and you buy that, and you wear this, and you drive that, and you live in this, you'll be happy. Amen. No, that's going to make you happy. Amen. But he told us how to be. And he gave us a list of things that will make us genuinely happy. Amen. And it will. Because the joy of the Lord is a fruit of the Spirit. And when you're filled with the Spirit, you have not just happiness, but you have joy. And that makes all the difference. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For life and for liberty and for joy today that we have in the Holy Ghost. Let's look to the Lord together right now. God, we thank you for our nation. You told us that we're supposed to pray for our leaders and our leadership. And we do that today. God, I pray that you would direct our leaders today. And I know that you've even dealt with leaders before that had no idea who you were, and yet you could direct them to do things that you wanted them to do. And in spite of themselves, you were able to work things out. And I know we have some leadership in some areas that are contrary to the will of God. But I pray that you would cause all things to abound to your glory. Amen. And that you would work all things toward your end, toward your good. And we thank you and pray for our leadership today. We pray for churches. We pray for liberty. I pray that the Holy Ghost would spread to every church, regardless of the name on the door or the sign, not important. I pray that there would be a great Holy Ghost outpouring in these last days. Amen. That folks would receive the Holy Ghost talking in tongues all over Athens and all over the United States of America and all around the world, that you'd cross denominational lines. Revelation, baptism in your name, people's eyes could be opened and they would begin to see the importance and the essentiality of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And that a hunger for holiness would arise in our nation once again. And people led by the Holy Ghost would begin to forsake sin and unrighteousness and the fashions and the fads of the world, and begin to follow after Jesus Christ in a hunger to be like you. And that it would be reflected in all of our living. And we thank you, God. That's the kind of revival we're looking for. And that's what we believe. And that's what we believe we're going to see in these end times. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. I believe that. How about you? Amen. I want to see that. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And there was a fellow one time we were talking to, and we asked him where he's from. He said, I go to the Methodist church. And we said, okay. And so we said, well, how do they baptize over? He said, we baptize in Jesus' name. I said, really? Really? He said, yeah. He said, our pastor was reading the Bible and how people got baptized in Jesus' name. And said, we didn't have a Baptist in our church, so we went to where's a swimming pool. And we baptized people in the swimming pool. The whole church got rebaptized in Jesus' name. Wow. That's pretty neat in the Methodist church. And then I said, well, you know, what do y'all believe about the Holy Ghost? He said, we believe when you get the Holy Ghost, you speak with other tongues. I said, really? He said, yeah. And he said, in our church, said we get the Holy Ghost, we speak with tongues. He said, our pastor was praying one day, and he got to praying, and he got the Holy Ghost and started speaking in tongues, and he started preaching, and that's what we all do now. Amen. And that's the kind of church I'd like to go to. I'm not worried about the name out on the sign. That don't mean anything. Amen. I love the United Pentecostal Church. Don't get me wrong. But that's, Jesus is not coming after the United Pentecostal Church. He's coming after His church. Called by His name. And He's not going to look at the sign. He's going to look at our heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, I'm going to hush. I got to go to Canton. Amen. Do this all over again. God bless you. See you at 5:30 for prayer, 6 o'clock for service. God bless you in Jesus' name.